Capital improvement projects. First, construction began last week on the Washington and 33rd Street drainage improvement project, which includes storm water sewer, storm sewer improvements, sanitary sewer and water relocations to accommodate installation of larger drain box culverts. The intersection will remain closed until completion, which is scheduled for November. The installation of the Legends Event Center wood court floor is 90% complete. If you hadn't had a chance to see it, go take a look at it. It's a beautiful floor. Sanding and sealing of the wood floor is scheduled to be complete in October this week. Installation of irrigation systems, planting of the streets, planting of the trees will also begin. Construction of the Briar Creek Channel replacement at City Course is substantially complete. Construction on phase one of the Old Hearn Road project with limits from Wilhelm to Texas Avenue has begun and is expected to be completed in late 2023. Palo Soto Street phase two construction is underway and will be complete by the end of this year. TxDOT has started phase one of the Texas Avenue project, but it's experiencing long lead times for certain materials. The project limits are from Old Hearn Road to 15th Street, including Highway 21 intersection redesign with a new signal at Waco Street. Demolition is underway at the Highway 21 intersection now. TxDOT has bid the FM-158 project and selected the contractor. Construction is set to begin this fall. It's going to include raised medians, roundabouts, traffic signals, sidewalks, landscaping. Those limits are from Texas Avenue just past the post office, to just past the post office. The section from the post office to Highway 6 will be included with TxDOT's Highway 6 widening project. Estimated completion is in the fall of 2024. The contractor for the East 29th Street traffic signal replacement project is scheduled to begin construction at Carter Creek Parkway and Broadmoor Drive this month and will hopefully be finished by the end of this year. Union Pacific is set to execute their part of the required agreements on the downtown quiet zone. Once those are completed, work within the right-of-way will hopefully begin. TxDOT is currently reviewing the Gateway Monument side schematics and draft proposal. Once approved, construction is to begin this fall.